The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It's, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Most of you know this by now. My name's Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, five teams over the course of 7 years. Now I just have a bunch of media gigs. I'll be doing NFL and college games for CBS this year. I'll be doing some NFL games and a couple college games again for Westwood One on the radio, which is always fun. A boatload of podcasts for your enjoyment. We've got the College Draft Podcast, which, by the way, if you didn't know this, week zero of college football starts next week. There are real college football games that count for their record, standings, and everything. We'll pick a couple of them against the spread next week on the College Draft Podcast. Check that out. That's me and my guy, Emery Hunt. I'm actually calling one of those games next week on the radio, Hawaii at Vanderbilt, week zero, next Saturday night. Looking forward to starting off the college football season. Then we've got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which will go daily soon. It's three times a week right now. It'll go daily soon. I believe it's the best 25 minutes you can spend every day making sure you know what the heck is going on in the NFL. Fantasy Feast Podcast, very popular, especially this time of year as people are picking their fantasy teams. And speaking of that, we're giving away 10 entries into a best ball draft against me and Joe Dolan. And the winner gets $500. So $0 entry fee. All you need to do is take advantage of one of our sponsors or go to westshorehome.com/Ross. Sign up for a free estimate. Shoot me an email, ross@rostucker.com, to get on that best ball and see if you can take down me and my Fantasy Feast co-host Joe Dolan and maybe win $500. And then, of course, love the business of sports with Andrew Brandt. But this podcast is actually probably the most popular one now, primarily because of him, not me, Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl, professional football gambling. Certainly check him out on social media, at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. The handle for the network is at Ross Tucker Pod, whether that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And I know more and more of you, because I see the numbers, are checking us out, watching the show on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. That is awesome. Love to hear it. Steve, a lot to get to today, my friend. First of all, we've seen every team play now, and we had preseason. I got to tell you, Steve, preseason, I know that there's an edge, and I know that you can beat it, but even just anecdotally, calling that Eagles-Ravens game Saturday night, it is tough because the coaches in the second half, look, every player wants to win, and honestly, the coaches want to win, but they're going to play the guys that they feel like they need to play to see more from, and they're not going to play the guys that they need to play to win the game. And so it's tough. Although I think you nailed the Eagles last week, right? You thought that the pendulum had swung too far in terms of the Ravens and the points. So you took the Eagles, and they only lost by one.
You know, it's interesting because any game you could point to, hey, I had the right side. If you had Baltimore, you could say, we were up 7 and we were driving and they threw a pick 6, right? And so ultimately that was the play. But the Eagles didn't win the stats, nor did Baltimore. It was an evenly played game, so the final score somewhat represented the stats. So you could certainly make the case the Eagles were indeed the right side. I'll say this. Last week we talked about one of the things I look for in preseason, the magic number 33 in the totals week one preseason. Well, there are three totals that opened below 33, including Green Bay, the Rams, and there was one other game. All three of them just flew way over the total. So I did well with those, won with those overs, and had a very profitable week one of preseason. So put that in your back pocket next year. It's only 51 weeks, Ross, to any really low total week one preseason. You can pretty much blindly play over. Heck, the defenses can get you there, as they did with San Francisco and Las Vegas. By the way, 55% of the crowd, I was at the game, were Niner fans, despite it being the only Vegas preseason game.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, listen, I don't remember what the total was for the Eagles and the Ravens, but if they didn't get the pick 6 from Eli Ricks for the Eagles, that game probably wouldn't have gone over.
I think there was still 7 minutes left. It's possible Baltimore, you know, Harbaugh always likes to score. It's possible Baltimore would have scored. Who knows? You know, it changes the dynamics of the entire game. Maybe it would have stayed under. Absolutely. But the total's a lot higher this week. We're not going to see any 33s. You know, I'll blindly say this week, any total below 37, I'd look to play over. So I won't go through all the games. There's a few of them that still qualify.
Why is that the number now, and why would you blindly do it?
It's the new NFL. 37's just a bridge too far. To be below 37, you need two good defenses, two bad offenses, and two quarterbacks to protect the ball. That's not going to happen in the preseason because you're going to have mistakes made, and turnovers will get you there where people will say, oh, it should have gone under, except for that pick 6 that got thrown. But guess what? Bad quarterbacks throw pick 6s, and I got to tell you, the number one theme from last week, Ross, the rookie quarterbacks, they look terrible. They just look terrible across the board. You cannot be optimistic. I know backup offensive lines, no protection, but my goodness, and I saw Trey Lance. I know he's not a rookie quarterback. He sure looks like one to me. That is not the answer in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, I think they know that. And I think they've known that for a while, actually. And I think all he's doing now, Steve, is hurting his trade value, to be honest with you, with some of the ways that he's been playing. You know who's not hurting their trade value? Omaha Steaks. Are you kidding me? They've been around more than a century, and they're celebrating their anniversary with 50% off site-wide. Just go over to omahasteaks.com and enter even in the search bar, Steve, to shop for all their exclusive anniversary packages. As an added bonus for you guys, if you put even in the search bar, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers, 8 free gourmet jumbo franks. We got Labor Day coming up. Here's what the package includes, by the way. 4 fillets, 4 chicken breasts, 4 bacon-wrapped pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, classic Omaha steak seasoning, plus you get those 8 burgers and 8 franks. Unbelievable. Celebrate more than 100 years of incredible steaks and save 50% off site-wide. Visit omahasteaks.com and enter even in the search bar to shop exclusive anniversary packages. That's omahasteaks.com. Keyword even in the search bar, see site for details. Just out of curiosity, Steve, before you went on your diet and now, if you were somewhere and they were grilling burgers and dogs, how many would you have?
Usually two burgers, one dog, across the board, slam dunk.
So, okay, that makes me, what are you now?
Now I'll have like two burgers, no buns, and pass on the dog.
Okay. Well, last Wednesday I was at my mom's, I was with my mom and her boyfriend, and my standard at any type of cookout, Steve, is two burgers, two dogs. However, I will have the buns with the burgers, but with the dogs, I don't need the buns with them. I just cut them up and put them in the baked beans that hopefully are there. That's the key for me. So
that's a veteran move.
Me avoiding those two hot dog buns is why I'm crazy healthy, right? I mean, but yes, two burgers, two dogs. Your thoughts on that?
I love it. Maybe make it a full house and go for three burgers. Now that you're below 250, you know, we'll see if that continues with the excellent press box food. Who is the worst press box food in the NFL? Spill the beans.
Oh, the Commanders.
Up, shocker.
Yeah.
Maybe things will change.
Bad. Jacksonville's really bad. Yeah, I have to go through it, but there's some that are really bad. I think Jacksonville's tried to improve based on some of my rankings on the Ross Tucker podcast. I think they're a little bit uncomfortable with some of the grades they've gotten. I was told that they've made a concerted effort since then to try to improve a little bit. It's funny.
And who's number one?
I'm like literally holding these people accountable, Steve. It's hilarious.
Who's number one?
Well, the three that come into mind when you say that, Dallas is fantastic. I've gone there for Thanksgiving the last couple of years. It's just unbelievable. It's the best Thanksgiving meal I've ever had. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Grandma. It's unbelievable. I'm partial to Green Bay because not only do they have the best salad bar in the league, but they also always have a terrific entree. They have Coke Zero. They have omelets when you first get there. So you get there at like 9 o'clock in the morning because the game starts at noon. So you have an omelet when you first get there. Then right before kick, you have a salad and the entree. Halftime, two brats. I mean, are you kidding me, Steve? And then the Bucks are really, really good as well. Very happy with the Bucks. The Bucks have Bananas Foster ice cream dessert at halftime. I got four. Last time I was there, I think I got four of them. I just kept getting in line, and they're not allowed to say no, evidently. So I just kept getting them. It was amazing.
So we'll just fast the next 2 days, and let's get on to some football, huh?
Hey, so anything else from week one, Steve, that we need to know about or take away?
You know, just the far be it for me to be an NFL specialist in terms of evaluation, but everyone's talking about, like, Trey Lance, like, oh, you know, he did fine, and he couldn't be protected. Ross, you know this. You should not get sacked four times and a half, even with a sieve of an offensive line. You got to see the pressure coming, and you got to adjust to it. And the game is just too fast for him, and he's unable to make the adjustments.
It was 3.5 seconds for the sacks. 3.5 seconds. That ball has to be out, dude. I mean, that ball 2.8 is like the number.
And he looks slow.
Where the ball's supposed to be out.
I think you can beat him in a race. He looks slow.
Trey Lance?
Sure.
Definitely, definitely not. But, yeah, that was a bad trade and a bad pick. I'll tell you what's a good pick, Steve. When you're eating those steaks and burgers and dogs from Omaha Steaks, Labatt Blue Light. It's delicious. To me, it's by far the tastiest light beer. Make sure you're doing that this weekend. Make sure you're doing that when you're betting on these games. Make sure you're doing that with your fantasy football buddies. Make sure you're doing that Labor Day weekend. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, Steve, let's talk now about week two. The only tip you've given us so far is 37 is the number, and any number below 37, you're blindly playing the over again like you did last week with 33. It's interesting to me, by the way, Steve, that they set some at 33 the first week, but none at 33 the second week. They expect the offenses to improve.
Well, they expect the first string offenses in most cases to be out there for at least a quarter, which may not be the case. So the low totals this week, Tampa Bay Jets, you can get an over 36.5. New England and the Packers, you can get an over 36.5. And Las Vegas and the Rams, over 36.5. Obviously, the Rams would be the one we'd worry the most about because they just don't care about preseason in general. So those would be the three games, though, that would qualify. If you bet all three of those over, I think you got a good chance to go 2-1.
Thought it was interesting, Steve, seeing some of the teams like the Saints. You know, here's what I always say, okay? The results of the preseason don't matter in terms of wins and losses for these teams. They do for us betting, but for the teams. But like Trey Lance, Steve, he was trying to play his best. Like, if he looks bad, that's a bad sign. Whereas, like, the Saints, Derek Carr in that first drive, that doesn't mean Derek Carr is going to be the MVP this year. The Saints are winning 12 games, but you'd much rather they look good, Steve, than look bad if it's your team.
Yeah, that might take away. Jameis Winston might finish second in the MVP voting because he looked great also. And when, you know what, when both those guys look great, you got to have some concerns about Kansas City, their defense. That was just a beatdown in that first half early in that game. Yes.
So do you have any bets that you've already made this week, Steve, or any bets that you would still recommend based on where the lines are at? Any intel out there?
You know, right off the bat, I'm going to go ahead and give out, you know, the Cleveland Browns Thursday night. And Ross, I know you can't talk that much about the Eagles, but the Eagles don't care about preseason. The Eagles are evaluating talent. They're, you know, a top-notch contender. What are the Eagles doing? Laying four, not just laying four, but they're laying extra vig here at DraftKings. Give me Cleveland plus four at reduced vig for Thursday night. That would be that the Cleveland and Stefanski emphasizes preseason more. They blew the game, started slow. There was a 90-minute delay before the game started week one. So in what should be a really close game, I'll take the Browns plus the four, especially hardly laying any vig DraftKings.
So a couple thoughts on that. Number one, that game is the only game Thursday night, right?
Yes, it is.
So that's good news for everybody listening or watching on YouTube because that means it's on NFL Network, which means my broadcast on NFL Network, Steve. So
beautiful.
You and everybody else can watch or listen to me Thursday night. So based on last year, because I haven't even had – we're talking Tuesday. So my production meetings with the Eagles players and coaches, those are tomorrow. So that's when I find out more, you know, about who's playing and what to expect. And that's stuff that obviously is for the broadcast only. My guess, though, watching last year, they played their starters one series against the Jets last year. But then when they had joint practices against Cleveland and Miami, they didn't play their starters at all. They have a really short week. I think they didn't say this, but I got the sense if they had played week one against Ravens Thursday or Friday night, that they might have played the starters a little bit like they did last year. But the game got moved to Saturday night, and then they had joint practice with the Browns Monday, Tuesday, then they play again Thursday. So it's a short week. It's 5 days for the Eagles. And in the middle of those 5 days, they have two joint practices where the first string and second string are getting a lot of reps. The one thing I would say that I noticed, which is different for the Eagles this year than other years, Steve, their third string quarterback looked good. you know, the last few years, they have kind of struggled with Clayton Thorson and Nick Mullins and Reed Sinnott, and the third string guy hasn't really played well. They drafted this Tanner McKee guy, Steve. He looked pretty darn good on Saturday night. So I don't know how much they'll play him or Mariota Thursday night or Ian Book, who did not look very good in the fourth quarter for the Birds. I don't really know, but that's the only thing that would make me wonder about the spread is just the fact that McKee looks so good as a number three. Although the Browns backups have looked pretty good. DTR, who was at UCLA for like 6 years, he's looked really good, Steve.
Oh, he just looks – I said Trey Lance looks slow. DTR does not look slow. And that's what I want, a quarterback with wheels in the preseason. You know, also, so Philly Sirianni's 1-5-1 straight up now. So he doesn't emphasize preseason. And Stefanski is 4-3. So I've got a short sample that says Cleveland cares more about the preseason. With the short week, I think we're going to see fewer starters than normal. So, yeah, absolutely Cleveland with the value. Now, this game doesn't qualify. Both teams are off of a loss. But one thing in preseason week two, I always look to play teams, Ross, that are off a loss straight up. Their opponents are off a win. Preseason doesn't matter. Teams don't care if they win. But no team wants to go 0-3 in the preseason. So just a little extra incentive for the teams that are off of a loss. And so seven teams qualify. I'll give you all seven here. These are 0-1 teams against 1-0 teams. Cincinnati, Miami, Indy, Tampa Bay, New England, Kansas City, the Rams, and Dallas.
And are you betting all of them or some of them or what?
Selectively. I'm selectively betting on teams. I just bet the Bengals plus 7. I just bet Dallas plus 7. And some of the others, like I can't bet Indy because I could have laid 2.5. And
wait,
now it's
these are teams coming off a loss, playing a team coming off a win, and they're still getting that many points?
Yes, because what's happening is there's a lot of pro groups that are just looking at whose starters are going to play longer. And they're like, wow, I've got the information, so I'm going to get more starters playing. So I'm absolutely going to back that side. Well, that's true. Atlanta's playing more of their starters time versus the Bengals. That's why they're laying 7. You know, it's baked into the line already. I'll take my chances with the Bengal backups. If, by example, Atlanta's up 7 midway through the fourth quarter, and I've got Cincy plus 7, I'm feeling very good about my bet. Plus 7.
By the way, I love that you went to the preseason game. I'm a huge believer in going to preseason games. I tell people all the time. I mean, for the Eagles-Browns, you can get tickets for $24, $25, which is just crazy. I mean, regular season, it's like $200. So if you want to take your family to a game, it's an absolutely great way to do it. I always recommend the Game Time app. Huge fan of it. When I give you these prices, that's what I'm looking at. Several of you, by the way, have emailed me recently telling me you use the Game Time app to buy your tickets, which I love. And you, by the way, have a chance to get in on the best ball draft with me and Joe Dolan. You get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, which is awesome, from the app. Just download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Anything else, Steve, for preseason week two? I know what you think about Thursday night. I know the other seven teams. I know about the over 37. Anything else?
That's it, Ross. That's what I got so far. It's early in the betting cycle. Still researching all the games, obviously.
All right. So here's a question for you this week. I love when people get to ask Steve a question. It's time for Ask Steve.
Ever wanted to ask a professional sports bettor a question? It's time to Ask Steve.
All right. This comes from PT, Steve. Thanks for all the units you've helped me win through teasers. And as a reminder, if you ever want to get your email read the very next week, or at least to the top of the line, take advantage of any of the sponsors you hear on the show or at rostucker.com, and then boom, you'll go to the top of the queue. My question, with unders being more valuable, would you ever tease a team plus the under together in a parlay? Hope you win some money, PT.
Yeah, it's a great question. In general, I avoid playing totals and teasers because it's just not worth it mathematically. The exception to the rule, curiously enough, might be preseason, and it actually might be to play overs because I spoke about how I like playing, you know, the over 36 and a halves and the like. You know, the difference between 30 and a half and 36 and a half is so dramatic that, or in a 7-point teaser over 29 and a half, those mathematical geniuses out there that bet NFL tell me they've done very well of all things, Ross, get this, playing 10-point NFL teasers, which are out there where you need to pick three teams, and they take all the low totals, really all the totals in preseason, and they play them over. And why does this work? Well, during the regular season, the average total is going to be 45 or 44. During the preseason, there are some weeks the average total is 38. The lower the total is, the more valuable an extra 6 points becomes mathematically. So what's interesting is teasing totals avoided in the regular season. During the preseason, it's actually the overs that have had value playing and teasing in preseason.
What's the VIG on a three-team 10-point teaser?
It's a great question, and I don't personally play them just because the books that I have don't offer it. So I do not know the answer. I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. I was just curious. That's interesting. But I had heard people say that before, Steve, that the lower the total is, the more valuable the teaser is. But we don't talk about that very much. We usually only talk about the key numbers.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the question said, I want to tease unders, and mathematically, and this makes a lot of sense, you want to tease it. Do you want to play the over because the difference between, say, 31 and 37 is a lot bigger than the difference between 37 and 43. So you don't want to tease under 43. You want to tease over 31.
Oh, got it. That makes sense. Already looking forward to next week, Steve. We'll talk about what happened in week two. Get everybody ready for week three of the preseason. Follow this man on social media. He's a living legend at Fezzik Sports. I am at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.